You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Michelle Merrill will guest conduct the Sacramento Philharmonic Saturday night for Beethoven's Violin Concerto at the Community Center Theater. Perhaps it shouldn't be newsmaking that she is conducting, but that is the case, and we're going to talk a little bit about why. Maestro Michelle Merrill is in the studio. Welcome. Glad you could join us today.
Thanks, Beth. Great to be here.
And with us is Alice Soro, the Executive Director for the Sacramento Philharmonic. Hi, Alice. Glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
So, Maestro, tell me about the network of classical conductors who are women.
Sure. Well, you know, I know a few, especially around my age group, that I would go to workshops with, or people that maybe came after me at my school that are studying right now. And, you know, it's great. I think for a lot of us, we're really lucky in this generation because we don't necessarily think about it, being a woman. And I know that we're lucky because there's people that have gone before us, like Joanne Folletta, Maren Alsop, that have paved the way for us to do this. And so that we don't have to think, oh, you know, I have to kind of break a glass ceiling. For me, my teacher never said, oh, you can't do this because you're a woman, or you're going to find hardships because you're a woman. And I've been really fortunate to actually not find any discrimination because of that. And again, I know we owe a lot, as do most women in any field these days, owe a lot to those generations that came before us.
Was your teacher a man or a woman?
He was a man.
He was. A survey in 2014 that we saw found that in a list of the top 150 conductors in the world, only 5 were women. In this area, we have Laura Jackson in Reno, also in Davis, Matilda Hoffman. But why do you think the community, the numbers are so small overall?
I think in some ways it's just because the ratio of actual, if you take the whole number of conductors that are students or practicing conducting right now, I think the ratio is still largely male-dominated. And I think that is somewhat reflected in the numbers, and I think that you're going to see a change. You know, Mirga Granznicia-Tila just was named music director of Birmingham, city of Birmingham, and people like Karina Kanellakis are all over the place, you know, one of conducting more orchestras. There was just a survey that came out yesterday about conductors and how many concerts they're conducting or how many different orchestras they're conducting. And I think it's starting to skew more towards women, not that it's becoming that because they're women, but just because there are more women in the field these days. And I think more students, music students, are saying, hey, I could do conducting. And they're not thinking twice about it because mm-hmm. they're starting to see more and more women. I know that I was just doing an education concert a few weeks ago that my husband attended. And he told me afterward, he said, you know, what I found really interesting, he said, is that when you were conducting, I looked around the audience and there were so many little girls conducting along with you. He's like, but I didn't actually see one young boy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and I wonder if that's because the little girls associated with you and just thought, oh, yeah, I want to do that, too. And so I think because we're starting to see, you know, right now there's only 5 in the top spaces, but there will be more and more as the years progress, that you'll start to see kind of that shift to being a more even ratio.
That's Michelle Merrill. And Alice, this is the second time Michelle has guest conducted in Sacramento, and you've chosen another woman to guest conduct in your next season. But what's your take on why the numbers have been traditionally so small?
I think in the industry as a whole, there are certain areas where the female ratio increases. You know, largely the musicians used to be male-dominated. And for many years, it was difficult for violinists or other instrumentalists to gain entry into this male-dominated world. So you had a lot of trailblazers in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And as auditions became behind screens, more women were able to get into the field. And then it just became normal. And it just as Michelle has said, there's more opportunity now. And people see this not as an insurmountable activity.
Mentoring is a key part of it,
isn't it? Mentoring, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Alice Sorrow. She is the executive director of the Sacramento Philharmonic. Maestro Michelle Merrill will guest conduct on Saturday. The concert is at the Community Center Theater, 8 o'clock. You mentioned Maren Alsop, and NPR listeners hear her quite often. She's led the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. There is a quote from her that I want to read for you and get your reaction, Michelle. She said, "Conducting is about gesture, and gesture in our world is interpreted differently depending on your gender. If a woman makes a gesture, it is interpreted in a totally different way from a man making the same gesture. Since conducting is all about body language, I think it's really advantageous to be able to speak with women about the reality of how their gestures are interpreted." That's a big statement. Do you agree?
Definitely. I'm a little different from Maren on that, in that I don't necessarily think it's gender-related or race-related, but physicality-related. And I think that every single person that's a conductor has to, as she puts it, work within their own body language. And we all have our own body language. And if I, say, am trying to imitate somebody else, be it a male or a female, it's going to be insincere. And I think the biggest thing that as conductors that we have to do is not necessarily think about feminine gestures or masculine gestures, but think about those gestures that our body and our physicality can best represent the music that we're trying to get. And so that's what I'm always trying to do, is to figure out what sound do I want and how can I make that sound look like what I want it to sound like.
You are associate conductor of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and I've read about various projects you're involved in new music and conducting new music. But when you step into this deeply classical world, for example, this weekend with Beethoven's works, does your body language change? Does your style of conducting change?
Oh, sure. With every different composer. I mean, you're hearing the bread and butter of our classical repertoire with someone like Beethoven. And at the same time, I have to remember that something like we're doing his fourth symphony. This is not his ninth symphony. So he's still a little youthful, even though this is coming after the third, which is such a monumental work. He's almost kind of reflecting back to Haydn-esque days and thinking a little bit more sprightly and jovial. And so I would conduct even within Beethoven's own repertoire it a little bit differently, depending on the passage or something like that.
We should note the featured violinist, the soloist.
Yes.
Alice or Michelle, do you want to
talk yes. about? Oh, yes. Chiyun Kim is going to be doing our violin concerto. And actually, I'm thrilled to be working with her, because where I went to school in Dallas, the Meadows School of the Arts at SMU, is actually where Chiyun teaches. Uh-huh. So when I was doing my conducting degree there, I saw her work and saw her play and saw her teach. And she's just so fabulous. And it's really a treat to get to actually perform together.
So you make choices based on the music that the audience wants to hear, but also music that a guest conductor can step in and work with, Alice. So what went into this two-part Beethoven decision this season?
Well, we had so much success the first year with our Mozart Festival. Everybody loved the musicians and the patrons alike. So we decided to go with another great, great classical composer this year, Beethoven. Last weekend's program had a variety of styles. We had some new music. We had the Takemitsu in addition to Beethoven. And this week is all Beethoven all the time. It's wonderful for the musicians to be able to play this variety of music and experience different conductors like Michelle, and work with them and feel the different styles that they bring. It's certainly a growth period for everybody here, and we really enjoy that.
Michelle, I want to go back to something written about you in March of 2014. You stepped in on short notice with the Meadows Symphony Orchestra, performing Shostakovich's Symphony No. 4, and a music critic wrote that the work was stunning and was later named to his top 10 classical performances of 2014. I would call that a breakthrough opportunity, and you hope that you have one in your career. How meaningful was that?
It was very meaningful. That was I was stepping in. My teacher, who I studied with for many years, actually got tapped to conduct the Dallas Symphony, and so this was his orchestra, and he asked that I come in. And Shostakovich 4 is this huge, giant work, and we did Bloch's Shlomo for violoncello and an orchestra at the first half of that. But the piece really meant a lot to me because I was 30 at the time, and Shostakovich wrote it when he was 30. And it's kind of this defiant piece that's going against kind of the Russian government, and it had to be silenced for many, many years, and then it was able to come out later. And so it's a hugely emotional work. It's a hugely impactful work. And I think studying that and performing that in and of itself was just a meaningful moment for me, for sure.
Well, I bring that up because opportunities, at whatever point they come for men and for women, can really shift an entire career.
Definitely.
They? Yeah. Well, good luck this weekend. I'm happy that you're in Sacramento. And Alice, it's been a solidifying season for the Sac Philharmonic, too.
Yes, it has. We're very excited to be here and have all the patrons come and really experience what classical music can do for the community.
That's Alice Soro, Executive Director of the Sacramento Philharmonic, and Maestro Michelle Merrill, who will guest conduct this weekend. The concert is Saturday night, 8 o'clock. There's more at capradio.org/insight, including a link to Sac Phil's season next year, too. Thank you both. Glad to have the conversation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's Insight for this week. I'm Beth Ruriak. March, it appears, won't quite be coming in like a lion, but there is winter weather on the way, so be safe. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producers are Chris Remington and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Jonathan Iestis and Marnette Federis. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer this week is Anthony Van Hook. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.